My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Did you ever wish you had superpowers? I'm here to make the case that you do. Doubt it? Let's run down a list. You live inside a machine that will run on most any fuel. Shovel in rice, Cheerios, broccoli, carrot cake, cow, whatever, and it runs. It extracts oxygen from a gaseous mix. It self-heals. It stores more information than the world's most powerful computers. It enjoys a good joke. Team up with another, and you can build a new model. On top of all that, you have built-in thermal imaging X-ray vision. Here's how to trigger that superpower. You'll need a roof covered in frost or light snow. See those stripes running from the ridge to the eaves? Those are the rafters. The goal of insulation is to slow the transfer of heat. Ideally, you want your roof deck to be uniformly cold. You accomplish this by ventilating between the base of the deck and the top of the insulation. When you see the rafters outlined on a roof, what you're looking at is a temperature differential. If a light snow or frost melts off of the rafters, it tells you that the wood of the rafters is not as effective an insulator as what's between the rafters. It may also tell you that the insulation is poorly fit against the rafters, allowing for the temperature difference. If you see that the upper portion of a roof is more uniform than lower portions, you're looking at the attic. Large patches of melted snow in random places on a roof? That's a weak spot in the insulation. More snow on the roof where it extends over the gables shows the uninsulated fly rafters. It takes a bit of riddling out the reason, but every time you see rafters outlined or oddly bare patches, temperature difference is the reason. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.